B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings and the diary, which is no more.
Which is over.
We read through the entire diary. By the way, it's on our Instagram at B96 Chicago, every single entry. We are also streaming live right now if you want to join in on the conversation, but we wanted to talk about maybe what happens after the diary. So we had somebody's diary. We've been reading it for basically since like mid-February here every morning at 7:30, trying to figure out who this person was and to learn about her life.
Yeah, but we did learn so much about her life. Yeah. I mean, we saw this girl go through an engagement and a breakup. We saw this girl's dad get married. We saw her have multiple roommates and situations with her mom.
Yeah.
And we just knew so much about her.
Yeah, and so the way it left off is, was she going to get with the new guy she was seeing, Jake, or was she going to get back with her ex-fiance, Mike, or was she just not going to date any of these men and move on with her life? So we wanted to hear maybe some fan theories.
Sure.
Ashley in Hammond, Indiana, I know that you have some speculation about what may have happened. The other thing to point out here is it's been probably 20 years.
Right. Yes. So where are they now? We have no clue.
Yeah. What are your thoughts, Ashley?
I think she's just lived her life as a single white lady and not even given any about men anymore. She says, I'm done with it. Too much drama. I don't do this very well.
Why specifically a single white lady? I mean, I think maybe we can deduce, but...
Yeah.
It was giving white girl.
Okay. Yeah, she was giving, this is the hardest thing going on in my life right now.
Exactly. Single white female, all right.
Yeah, she gives female or white lady vibes. I mean, that's coming from a white lady.
So Okay. Wait a minute, are you saying that now 20 years later, she's still single?
Yeah, I say she gave it all up. She said, this isn't for me.
You know what? The dating scene in Chicago is pretty bad.
Yeah.
And I can see her therapist being like, hey, girl, let's
focus on ourselves.
Let's do a little 20 years.
Wow. Interesting.
She needed some more work on herself. Self-love first. I mean, just in my hot head, I think she just stayed single.
You know, she was going to school, getting her life together. Maybe she made some money and chilled out with herself.
Well, it could be. Yeah. Now, my theory is that she got back with the ex-fiancé. That seemed to be the love of her life. Even though when they were together, there were some moments where she kind of got bored of him, it seemed.
Well, I think that that happens in all relationships, right? Especially when she's like move in with one another.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, no?
I don't know. Ask my wife if she's gotten bored of me, because I haven't gotten bored of her. Thank you so much, Ashley.
Yeah.
And have a great day. So there is a fan theory. Carla, do you want to share it?
I would love to.
So there is a woman by the name of Karina who has DM'd us at B96 Chicago, and she has her own theories as to what may have happened.
She says, hi, I'm Karina, born in Chicago, now living far away in Arizona. So sad the diary is over. Here's what I think happened. Diary girl mentioned therapy is working. Working's in air quotes, which makes me believe she's trying to move on. Also, we know she doesn't like her mom in her business, and to me, she seems like the type of girl to go against her mom. So if her mom said that she doesn't like Jake, she's probably going to try and stick with Jake.
Oh.
They try and date for 6 months or so, but the doubt of diary girl still talking or thinking about Mike will linger and ultimately break them up. Then, just to leave it on a juicy note, One day, diary girl is walking when she runs into Mike. Mike and her ex-roommate, Kim, I believe was her name, and they are now in a relationship.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? That's juicy. Mike ended up with hottie Kim. That's one thing we know about Kim is Kim's hottie.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike flirted with her at the Halloween party.
Right. Mike and Kim forever.
You know what? I
don't like that.
No, I don't like that would happen, but I like this theory.
Yeah.
It's juicy.
Yeah.
I'm also curious as to what this person has to say. They've been calling like six times.
You know what? It usually Ahmad the Amazing screens the calls here, but what's your name and where are you calling from?
So Andrea from Chicago.
Andrea from Chicago. Do you have a theory or speculation of what might have happened with Diary Girl? Did she get back with her ex, Mike? Did she stay with Jake? Or did she do something else altogether? Or are you calling about Can't Crush Carla?
I'm actually calling about Can't Crush Carla.
This is why we have Ahmad the Amazing screening calls. Let me tell you this, Andrea. Give us about 4 minutes. We'll get you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Call back,
yeah. Real quick, Team Jake, Team Mike, or Team Nobody?
Team Mike.
All right.
Team Mike.
Woo woo. All right. So she says, I'm going to take that one with a grain of salt, but she says the Diary Girl's getting back with Mike. I like the one that we got in our DMs that suggested Mike ended up with Kim. And I like Ashley's theory that maybe she ended up with nobody.
You know, I feel like that's much more common nowadays. Mm-hmm. I hope she does choose herself.
Yeah. Well, whatever that means.
What do you mean by that?
Well, that just sounds sad and lonely.
No, choosing yourself doesn't have to be sad and lonely.
No, but kind of.
I mean, it can be,
okay.
But...
Well, best of luck, Diary Girl. Can't Crush Carla is coming up next.